So when he says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin, and there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, this is a very important thing to be saying to these people. Because most of them were getting to that point, or had already been at that point, where they were no longer, quote, observing the law. The law, capital T, capital L, okay? The law. And Paul is assuring them that they're still okay. Okay, just because you're not keeping that law, it's okay because you've been made exempt from that law through the blood of Jesus and the power of his resurrection. So you guys are good. That's who he's talking to, and that's what he's saying. So when you read this passage, it's important for you to remember that. This is difficult, again, try to get the picture in your mind. He's writing to religious people about a new thing. You could say religion, but actually Christianity is not a religion. It's had a religion made out of it almost since probably 200 AD. But it's not, and it didn't start off that way. And that's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, you're not doing all that stuff, but trust me, you're good. Because the law of the Spirit of life contained in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. And right there, when you say the law of sin and death, we think of, I think we, you can tell me, okay? I think we think like sin and death. Like we're maybe be sinning and what, you know, sin leads to death. After all, that's the end result, okay? That's not the context. He says the law of Moses is about sin and death. Boy, y'all, I see your faces, okay? Okay, it is perfect, but nobody can keep it. So that's why it emphasizes the sin, and the whole idea has to be with the death, because the only way you get the sin taken care of is something has to die. That's what a sacrifice is. It can be rams or bulls, it can be turtle doves, whatever, but you have to go through these ordinances of sacrifice because of the sin. Death has to take place on your behalf or you die. Okay? That's the mindset, not the idea of whether or not we're sinning and eventually we're going to, different deal. And I want you to get that firmly in your mind. I'm not saying the other can't apply, but I'm saying that's not the context. Got it? So, how do we take this letter written from this man to this predominantly Jewish congregation, church in Rome, and look at it? How many in here are Jews? Okay. Let the record show. Okay. Right. Yeah, but we're not Jewish. Nobody in here, y'all couldn't tell me what the law is anyway, and neither could I. I used to laugh at people talking about tithe all the time and ask them which one. And they have no idea what I'm talking about. There were three in, quote, the law. No? So that's not us. So do we just not read Romans? Well, that's dumb, right? Okay? So what is our mindset? What are we looking at? Paul's talking to us. What do we see? What should we see? Well, there is an analogy, okay? You got the law, those folks that were raised in Judaism, versus the exempt, through the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you've got that contrast, works, faith. Okay? Well, that works for us. That works for us because in many ways, as I mentioned a minute ago, Christianity has had a religion made out of it, but it's not. We've had so many works piled on top of people century after century after century to where we, many Christians look more like Jews than Christians because of the sin and the death that's talked about all of the time. And, well, I shouldn't say all the time. Let's just say a lot of the time, okay? The way it's presented. So in that mindset, we can look at this thing in Romans and see where the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from all the rules and regulations and things that have been piled upon us that have nothing to do with Scripture, teaching the words of Jesus from the beginning. Because, as we're going to keep walking through here, if I'll move on, because of the flesh, say flesh. Okay, we're not talking about bad, awful, nasty. We're just talking about flesh, sarx. It's what your body has, it's what it wears, right? It's kind of like the connection between the flesh and the spirit is normally the mind, right? It's just the flesh. It's the mindset. It's the flesh that you have, okay? So, y'all got that? Another way to look at it would be this. What is that? 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, where it says, Paul's writing to Timothy and said, hey, there's going to be people coming along that will have a form, actually he said they're already here, will have a form of godliness, but will deny the power thereof. Okay, one of the most important powers of the message of the gospel, the mysterion, euangelion, the mystery of the gospel, is the power to make you exempt from the law, which is sin and death, by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's one of the most powerful things that's there. So when people start getting around to what I have to do or not do or say or not say, or we'll probably leave that one out. Dress not, when you start getting into all that stuff, because the word there, when it says having a form of godliness but denying the power, the word there can also, not just as strong as deny, it can mean to neglect or to disregard. So you're not denying, you're not saying there is no power, you're just neglecting the power. How many churches are filled with people who neglect the power of God? They go to church every week. Some of them go to church several times a week. They go through a format every time they go in there. They do all kinds of things. You can go from 0 to 60, right? I mean, you can go from barely having that form all the way down to everything you do is already orchestrated for you in that situation. You are literally choreographed.